To another episode of More Happy Life. This is your host, Andy Proctor. Thank you for listening. I today would like to just go into a little bit of what I've been thinking about lately and what's been inspiring me lately, which is on the subject of recalibration of your mindset. Okay, so today I'm not interviewing anybody. It's just going to be me talking, so it's a little bit shorter. And I'm hoping that you can come out of this with some really good takeaways that will really help you this week to recalibrate with what you actually need. So I just want to ask you first the question, what has been inspiring you lately? Here are some of the things that have been inspiring me lately. So some of them are kind of silly, some of them are a little bit more vulnerable. Some of them are just whatever they are. So here we go. A little while back, maybe a few months ago, I had a spiritual kind of intuition that said basically verbally almost to me three words. And those words were, change is coming. And this is kind of, and it wasn't like freaky kind of, you know, scary change is coming. It was just kind of like a peaceful, you know, change is coming. And I still don't exactly know what that means. I know that there's a lot to take from that, but I think it's something that has had an impact on me as I've been thinking about the future and my both near future as well as distant future. So some of the things, so that's one of the things that's I've been thinking about and that has inspired me lately. The other things that I have been inspired by are just listened to a podcast episode. It was actually, I think, an Instagram live, but it was really like a podcast with Dr. Julie Hanks, who I have interviewed as well, and then Amber Fillerup, who is an influencer, and she. They both have a good amount of followers. Amber's got, I don't know, over a million followers, and she, they were both talking about kind of this idea of stop wearing masks and start being who you are. You know, this kind of conversation about creating grassroots change within the religious community that I am a part of, the LDS Church. But also, this community that I feel like I struggle to feel like I belong to, or like I struggle to feel like I belong there. And it really inspired me to speak up more about how I actually feel and what I actually believe. Even when it feels like I'm kind of the odd duck at church, it was a good reminder, or even in my family, honestly, it was a good reminder that most people are actually odd ducks who kind of just stay silent like me, thinking that they are odd ducks, but really they're just normal humans. So that was really inspiring to me, helped me to feel like I should share more often about that too. I'm not going to make this episode about that, but it just really inspired me, helped me to feel like I wasn't alone. So I'm really grateful for that. And I really loved this concept that I recently have been thinking about I was recently exposed to from Ashlyn, who's the Instagrammer at Mama Bear Fitness. I think it's Mama Bear dot fitness on Instagram, and she talks about be the buffalo, which was this interesting concept of, you know, when a storm comes, cows run away from the storm and they still get hit by the storm and they just kind of waste their energy, but the buffalo actually will walk into the storm, will point itself towards the storm because it knows that it'll you know, the storm will leave sooner if you go towards it. So, whether or not that's what actually happens, it's a really cool metaphor for, you know, go into the storm, right? Face your storms, face your fears, And that's really been inspiring me, and it's inspiring my thoughts and my recalibration as well. So another thing that's kind of silly that's inspired me is this Disney Plus / Marvel series, Loki. I like Marvel movies, and sometimes I can't handle them because they're just too intense. But I really have loved this series. I just finished the fifth episode yesterday, I believe, Wednesday, which will date this podcast. The sixth and final episode will be available on Disney Plus. This is not a sponsored podcast, so I am just talking about it because it's inspired me. The music and the complexity of the story, within the story, you know, and anything that kind of makes you think about time and a different possible future version of yourself just really inspires me. And especially right now, as I'm thinking about this possible version of myself and this new different future Andy, a lot of things are going to change in the very near future. One of them being, I'm going to be starting my PhD program studying the psychology of friendship. I'm studying psychology in general, but I'm going to be really diving deep into, I'm going to write, you know, a literature review on friendship, adult friendship, and really write more than anybody else has ever written about adult friendship. And it's going to be a huge undertaking, but something that I'm really excited about. And this whole process of going into being a PhD student from being a full-time, you know, marketing professional. I'm going to keep doing marketing because I have that skill set, but it's going to be a change, right? That's, I think, one of the big change is coming events in my life and transitions. And I just mentioned about my religion and my thoughts and beliefs of within my faith. Also being different and feeling different and not knowing exactly how to justify or not really justify, but express myself the way I really am now. And so, you know, thinking about a different future version of myself has been really helpful, because I often have tried to kind of go back to a past version of myself. Oftentimes I think back to some of the best days of my life. Like, for example, physically the best days of my life, when I was running track in high school and in my first year of college, I was in incredible shape. I could bench press like so much weight. I'm not even going to say how much because honestly, I don't even know if I can remember how much it was, but I just remember that I had two huge ones on the bar. So there was a total of 5 45-pounders, because the bar is 45 pounds and that's intense. I think I got a couple more on there anyways. So, you know, I was in really good shape. I could run incredibly fast. I was a really fast sprinter and hurdler. My leg strength, my core, everything, my flexibility, it was just amazing. I was in sync with my body. I'd look at like a Snickers bar and be like, no, I don't want that, because my body, I knew what my body needed. Anyway, so oftentimes I look back on, you know, like, so that was my best physical time of life, right? When I was at the Jerusalem Center, when I was living in Jerusalem and I travel abroad with BYU, that was one of the times that was the most aligned with what I believed was what I was supposed to be doing in life at the time. There was no uncertainty. I knew I was where I was supposed to be. I was with the right people in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time, you know, for the right reasons. Everything was aligned. It felt perfect. I feel like that is really hard to find, and that sometimes lately has been really difficult to feel and experience. So much uncertainty, so much dealing with trauma and coping, I guess, coping in trauma. And it's definitely been improved lately, but But yeah, so much, so different from right now. And so thinking, what would my future self, what would I want my future self to be experiencing? I've really thought a lot about that. And so that's why Loki has inspired me. and then something else that's really inspired me is the, I just barely got back from Iceland, really amazing trip to Iceland, to celebrate my 8-year anniversary and, with Stacy, my wife. And it was really cool. We have this tradition where we take the picture of ourselves from the last year, anniversary and then all the way back to our wedding day. So we have this picture that's like a picture holding a picture, holding a picture, holding a picture all the way back to our wedding day. And so we always try to do it in really cool places. This is probably the coolest place we've ever done it in our entire marriage, which was in front of a volcano that was actively, you know, spewing forth lava. And it's called Fagradalsfjall. I had to practice that a lot. the Fagradalsfjall volcano. And this experience just had such a huge impact on me. And I keep thinking about it. I think about it almost every day now. And I've only been back for just over a week. And, you know, where there was a valley just of, you know, grass and bushes and, you know, dirt for about 6,000 years, this volcano had not erupted and it was just a valley, right? And all of a sudden the earth split open and started spewing lava. And now, you know, just a few months later, I mean, it just started in March, a few months later, over, I think it's like 97 million cubic meters of lava have been like spewed forth from the earth to this valley. It's a completely different landscape now. This huge volcano, right? It's like, it's tall. I mean, it's not huge, huge, but it's pretty tall, right? And I think at least a couple hundred meters tall. I have no idea actually, but it's really huge, right? It's very big. You know, this just started in March and now it's a completely different landscape. I was just thinking about it, not just because of the fact that it's incredibly awe-inspiring and seeing lava is just like mesmerizing, in real life, but also the fact that it's a totally different landscape. And I think I have a completely different landscape of myself right now. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but do you have a completely different landscape of yourself? I mean, you know, has your landscape changed drastically of yourself in the last little while? Which leads me to the last thing that's really, I want to talk about that's been inspiring me, which is, I interviewed Ben Hardy about his book, Personality Isn't Permanent. And I re-listened to that podcast, which sometimes I listen to my own podcasts, you guys, because they inspire me too. I need the inspiration just as much as any of you do. And I listened to that episode, and you know, there's so many good nuggets in that. If you haven't listened to that, go look it up. It's called Personality Isn't Permanent with Ben Hardy. You can find it on my podcast list. If you haven't listened to that one already, you should really need to listen to that one. But a lot of questions came from that, right? What do you want your future self to look like? Which is kind of what we're talking about right now. And, you know, it's going to be different. Why not help create what the new future you is going to be? Like, it's no matter what, like, even if you don't think you're going to change, you're going to change. Just like the volcano, like, just this lava is going to come out of you and your valley is going to turn into a mountain. And, you know, you're going to change. So that's another one of the points that we talked about. We also talked about trauma. How trauma is just this story that we keep telling ourselves in the absence of an empathetic witness, and how really how we overcome that trauma, how we change ourselves, is by upgrading our subconscious. That's what he calls it, a subconscious upgrade. By challenging it, right? Challenging our subconscious with novelty and a bit of discomfort, but in ways that align with your values. So I've talked about that as well on another episode with M. Capito, who gave a TED talk about this, about what she called resiliency field trips, which she just went on another one. Anyway, so I've gone on a resiliency field trip with her, and I talk about that in my podcast with Ben Hardy. So anyways, these things are really important because, you know, right now your subconscious is just at ease. Well, maybe not, but it's constantly trying to come to a place of peace and a place of ease. And so it'll, you know, like, you don't focus on a lot of things during your day. Like driving, for example, if you know how to drive, and you have a driver's license and you've been driving for years, you know, you don't think about that very often. And because your brain has, you know, adapted, and it doesn't pay as much attention to it anymore consciously. So if you want to change something about yourself, you have to bring attention to it to change your brain's, you know, value of whatever that thing is. So we talked about that. We talked about a lot of things. And these are some of the things that have just really been inspiring me to think through and talk about this idea of recalibration and recalibrating your mindset, recalibrating yourself. And so I want to talk just a little bit about this before I end here and ask you some questions that I think that I'd like you to just think through today. So I think sometimes we think we're more like a park bench than a volcano, right? It doesn't really take very long for us to become a completely different version of ourselves, like the volcano. But we think we're more like a park bench than the volcano, that will, you know, this park bench will likely be almost exactly the same in 10 years. But really, you know, we're much more like a volcano that's erupting, right? And constantly, like, putting forth new, you know, a new valley of lava over here, and a new, you know, cone of lava over here, and a new river of lava over there that's going to, you know, form into this completely different landscape. We're dynamic. We're constantly changing. We need to spew out new lava and accept the fact that there is a completely different landscape inside and outside of us. And, you know, so I guess I just want to invite you to allow yourself to be new. Make room for the new you. And, you know, this is a question I have for you. Who are you now? Who are you now? Are you different from who you were before? I love Daniel Gilbert's research. He's the author of Stumbling Upon Happiness. You can look up his TED Talk if you want to just get a summary of that book. But his research found that humans are really horrible at predicting how much we will change in the future. We always think that we're not going to change, that we're going to basically be pretty much the same, and we're always wrong. I think it's like 99% of the time we're like wrong from the research that he's done. And, you know, can you think back 10 years, or can you think back 20 years, right? What was your life like back then? Back then, did you look forward and say, oh, you know, 10 years from now, here's what it's going to be like? And if you did, which I'd be surprised if you did that, a lot of, like, you know, it's very uncommon for us to like look, like to have this, you know, 10-year plan or whatever. And even if we did have that, you know, did you predict today, like this very day, the way you are, the way things are in your life with accuracy? I would be willing to bet my house that you did not. Like, statistically speaking, you probably didn't predict today. And your version of your life and yourself accurately. I didn't. I for sure didn't 10 years or 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I don't think I was thinking about it. But do you want to keep who you are right now, or do you need to recalibrate into a new version of you? How should you move forward? You know, this is the question that is the crux of this episode. What do you want now? How do you want to recalibrate? If you're totally good with who you are right now, awesome. Like, congratulations, and, you know, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that you like the way my voice sounds, because I'm sure you're just doing great. And maybe this, you know, helps you feel less lonely or something like that, because I know some people listen to people's voices to feel less lonely, and, you know, I've done it too. So, totally cool. But if you are not satisfied with the way things are right now, what do you need? What are the things you need in your life right now to recalibrate? Do you need a refresh in your nutrition, things that you're eating and putting into your body? I just did a refresh, you know, at the first of this year that was really helpful, you know, very, very difficult, but very helpful, of the things that I was eating. Do you need a refresh in your movement and your relationship with your body in terms of how much you're moving around every day? You know, from when I was in track and literally working out for 3 to 5 hours per day, like half of my day was doing something physically. Like, changing from that to what I do now, I literally sit at a desk doing marketing stuff for most of my day. And, you know, marketing / this stuff for More Happy Life, as well as, you know, even just like watching movies and stuff like that. Like, I'm very much more, that's really good grammar, but I'm a lot more sedentary now than I was back then. So, you know, what do you need? More movement, stretching, yoga, you know, walking, running, weeding your garden. You know, what is it that you need? Do you need to lift stuff more often? Whether that's weights or stuff around your house, or, you know, things in your yard. Do you need a, like, what, or, you know, what's in your relationship with your body? Do you need to change the relationship you have with your body? I have been trying to change the relationship that I have with my body recently, and just expecting and, well, not necessarily expecting, but just believing in myself more, believing in my ability to be strong physically. And it's really helped a lot. So do you need to, you know, refresh your relationship with your body or the movement that you have in your body? Do you need a refresh in your spirituality? I've been talking about this a little bit in this episode. It's been definitely difficult for me in the last, a few years. Really ever since my wife had a episode of psychosis that was littered with lots of delusions around spiritual things that were super duper close to us. That's a completely different subject. But for you, you know, what is your spirituality like? What is your relationship with spirituality right now? Do you feel like you're doing great? Do you feel like you need to connect more with yourself and with God, or with, you know, a higher power or the universe or whatever you connect with, something that's bigger than yourself? Like, I went to Iceland, and I mean, it was amazing to have these awe experiences, not just the volcano, but I mean, Skógafoss, Seljalandsfoss, you know, Gullfoss, these massive bodies of water, of moving water. Water in motion creates negative ions, and it really calms you down. But it's also this experience of awe, where you're just looking at this thing that's so much bigger than a human, and that's moving, and that's just this huge force. I mean, that's a spiritual experience right there. Nature, connecting with nature. What do you need for your spirituality right now? Do you need a refresh? Do you need a refresh in your relationships with a significant other? Do you need to reconsider stuff? Do you need to look into certain aspects of that relationship? How is your, your intimacy with them, both spiritually, physically, sexually, intellectually? How is your, how are your agreements? How is your communication? Do you feel loved by them? Do they feel loved by you? Are you talking enough? Are you talking too much? Do you need more boundaries? Do you need more independence? Are you experiencing codependency or abuse? If so, what can you do to change that? Do you need to go to some therapy with your spouse or your significant other? These are questions just I'm asking that you can just consider. Or do you have an amazing relationship that you should just also, the refresh for you is just gratitude and being so grateful and thinking, gosh, look at what I have. This is amazing. Oftentimes we don't realize what we have until we are about to lose it. So what's your, relationship with your significant other like? Or do you not have a relationship with anybody right now, but you want one? And you want that closeness, you want that intimacy. That's another question I think that's worth asking yourself and looking at that as a refresh. Do you need a refresh in your friendships with your friends, not your significant other, your romantic relationships, but do you need that kind of a refresh of friendships? Friendships are so important. I'm about to study adult friendship for my doctoral program and dissertation, and it's important. I believe it's important for not just your mental health, but also your physical health. We know that loneliness is really, really bad for our health. Well, social isolation and specifically a perception of social disconnection can really have an impact on our physical health in so many ways. So I'm trying to study the flip side of that, and how does friendship impact our physical health as well? Do the friendships that you have, do you have enough friendships? Do you feel satisfied in your friendships? Are you communicating with them? Are you spending the time that you want to with your friends? Do you feel like you don't have any real friends? Do you feel like your friends that you do have don't really know who you are because you haven't actually taken off the masks that you wear so that you feel like you can fit in? I definitely have felt that. Recently I've been thinking about that a lot and thinking, gosh, I need to take off my masks. I need to be really who I am more often. especially with guy friends who are males. I mean, not that I have a lot of really good female friends, who I love so much. I think they're amazing. And I feel like I can be a little bit more expressive emotionally with them sometimes than with my guy friends. There's definitely some guy friends that I can be super expressive with and be myself. But what I'm realizing is I want more connection with guy friends and just friends in general where I can really be myself in a big way and in all ways. And I think that takes time. It does take time, and it takes investment. So if that's you as well, take off those masks. What do you need to do to upgrade your subconscious, right, with these people and change yourself in that way? Do you need a refresh on your doses of fun and playing and, wonder and awe? Like, do you need to go on a trip? Do you need to go, travel? Right now, a lot of places are opening up to travel. Iceland is one of them. Not to say that you should go to Iceland, but not to say you shouldn't. You should totally go. It's amazing. But what do you need? Do you need more fun? Do you need to play more often? How do you feel like you have a deprivation of play? Are you getting enough solitude? Do you need a refresh of your boundaries with people that don't share your same values? Do you need to set boundaries with people at work? Do you need to set boundaries with people at home? Do you need to set boundaries with your spouse or your significant others or with your friends or with your parents, your siblings, your family members, your kids? Do you need a refresh in your relationship with yourself? Are you being honest with yourself? Seriously, like, are you telling yourself the truth? Or are you living a lie? I think the areas that I cope the most in and kind of numb are the areas where I'm not telling myself the truth fully. And I mean, that's really vulnerable for me to say that, but it's the truth. Are you being honest with others, not just with yourself? That's kind of, a sign of, you know, being honest with yourself and telling yourself the truth. Are you practicing self-love? Are you practicing self-compassion when you are having a hard time? Like right now, as you're listening to this, and you're like, gosh, I'm a mess. I'm a complete chaos of life. Like, are you able to say, yeah, you know what, and I'm also human. And given the circumstance, I am amazing. I love myself. I love who I am. And I love who I'm becoming. Do you need a refresh on expression and expressing yourself and expressing who you really are? Do you need to, you know, write publicly or privately at least about your real self? What do you need to do to express who you really are? You need to refresh that. These are all just things that I really want to encourage you to consider. And I want to encourage you to think through these things for yourself. Do you need a recalibration of your life? Where are you at? Are you okay? It's okay if you're not okay, but if you're not okay, what do you need? And what are you going to do this week to make that happen? So just an invitation to you today. I love that you're listening to this, and I'm trying to be real with you and with myself. And there's a lot of change coming. And, you know, whether that was from God or from just my own mind, change is coming. That stroke of inspiration that came to me a couple of months ago, it's true. It's already happening right now. It's going to happen even more in the near future. And it's probably the truth for you, too. And change is coming, but you can act, you can be the person who makes that change happen. And even if change happens outside of your control, you can be the one who takes that change and makes it into something good. So thanks for being here with me, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time for yourself to be honest about what you need right now for your calibration to make your life a little bit more happy today. So thanks for listening to the More Happy Life podcast today. This is your host, Andy Proctor, on episode 153, Recalibrating Your Mindset. Take care.